We're going to talk now about energy and, of course, renewable energy and how you can try and improve your own situation, particularly if you're a business or a community group. Because with me in our studio here, I have Bart Sheehy, who is with EnergyWise Ireland. He's the CEO of that organisation. And there's a meeting coming up, if you were into the Community Energy Grant Scheme event, which is coming up on Friday. Bart, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Troy.
Tell me a bit about EnergyWise, first of all. What do you do and how do you coordinate these things through the SAI?
EnergyWise Ireland is a renewable energy company specialised in providing renewable energy solutions to homes and businesses. We'd be better known for being a registered one-stop shop for heat pumps and solar PV, but this particular information evening is to highlight commercial businesses and hotels and effectively any business with a building and that's considering upgrading. They're very unsure what way to turn. How do they access grants? Well, there's a lot of information on the domestic setting. There's very little on the hotel side and the commercial business.
Yeah, and the community group side, if you're doing a sports hall or a community organisation building or something like that.
Absolutely, yeah, and even GA clubs and any community building at all. And I guess this is just to highlight, there is grants available. There's money out there they can avail of. Many of these businesses are thinking about sustainability. They're thinking about upgrading their buildings. They're thinking about insulation. How do I upgrade my heating systems? And they know there's a big capital outlay. But if you can get a grant for 30 to 50% of that on the sustainability parts, that's a huge step forward for those businesses.
Yeah, you recently did a project in Scott's Hotel here in Killarney. One of the big challenges in the Irish Hotels Federation are in Killarney at the moment with their conference today, and one of their big complaints is the cost of doing business and energy is the big one for them to try and tackle. So you did that in Scott's.
Yeah, and Scott's Hotel, I suppose, were very focused on sustainability, and they were saying, how can we make our hotel more sustainable and how can we bring down our running costs? Because at the end of the day, they're a business. They have to show a profit to keep in business. And in, I suppose, Scott's was a difficult enough project at the outset, but we managed to do that project while the hotel stayed open floor by floor.
Yeah.
And the big thing there was they managed to, I suppose, put heat pumps or air-to-air systems into all the bedrooms. That, therefore, they got heating and cooling. They're able to recycle the waste heat then from the cooling in the summer to heat water. They installed solar PV systems. They upgraded their insulation in the hotel. And they put in energy monitoring as well. So huge transformation, and the amount of information they have at hand now is huge, and considerable energy savings. And I suppose the key for them to move forward was the grants made this very viable for them. And they're delighted with it, which is great.
It pushed it over the line up to 30%, is it, for commercial business?
Yeah, so a commercial business, say hotel, or any business can avail of up to 30%. A community group can avail of up to 50% grants, and housing bodies may get enhanced grants also, depending on the different scenarios.
Okay. Should every community organisation be looking at this? And talking in the context of the increase in grants that have been announced even this year?
I suppose there's been an awful lot of announcements on grants, but a lot of people seem to think they're only on the domestic setting, but they're very valid for community groups and for businesses. And there's lots of small businesses that are in the same scenario looking, how do I bring down my running costs? How do I be a little bit more sustainable? And we talk about hotels. Their guests are very conscious of sustainability. They look to see, where am I going to stay? Is there EV charging? Is there this? Is there that? So when you incorporate things like solar panels into a business and you charge your cars off them, that solar, that looks really good. When you put in heat pumps, you're taking the oil and gas out of a business. Then if you can get them all to work together, they can work really, really efficient. So it's how you do that. And I guess the big plus as well, look, is you're bringing down your running costs. And that applies to all the businesses and community groups.
Okay. And I know they'll all have plans for this season, but also they'll be looking at maybe planning for the off season next year, what kind of capital works they would carry out. So the planning for that starts now.
Yeah, and there's no major limit, there's a spend of actually up to 5 million. So in most cases it's practically unlimited what's possible in terms of investment. If you're even contemplating upgrading, this event is a must for you. It's on in Killarney, it's Scott's Hotel, it's Friday at 11 o'clock. What we would ask is if people could just log on to the EnergyWise Ireland website, there'll be a link there to pre-register for the event. It's not necessary, but it's just to give us a good
idea of numbers. Yeah. So this is Friday at 11 a.m. in Scott's Hotel, The EnergyWise Ireland Community Grant Scheme event, just
yes,
to explain.
And we have SEAI will be in attendance. We'll have a number of the manufacturers will be in attendance as well, of the from Daikin Heat Pumps. Fault Ireland will be in attendance as well. So look, it's a great event, and I would like to congratulate Scots Hotel on taking the leap forward, becoming more sustainable, and, you know, fair play to them, because it's a big step. It's a big investment, yeah, but an investment they're very happy to have made now.
Yeah, brilliant. Perth, listen, thanks very much for talking to us about that and coming in to talk to me about it in the programme this morning.
Thank you, Jerry.
That's Perth Sheehy, EnergyWise Ireland CEO.